music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
What's up? What is up? What the fuck is up? Man, how lovely it is to be aboard with you. So welcome. Welcome to the School of Soul Script. The podcast that is that. I am your host, Star, aka Stella, whatever's clever. And I thank you for tuning in to Soul Script, where we share our stories. Where we share our stories just for the betterment of us all. And we broadcast them by kissing. Yes, the motto here is kiss. That's K-I-S-S-S. Keep it simple and sacred, stupid. And the reason why that is to... It's part of a mission to debunk and just completely clear out the discrepancies of what it means to actually be transparent. Okay, because there will be a lot of transparency up in here. God damn it. Alright, I don't know what the fuck happened. I got cut off somehow. Anyway. So, welcome again. So, here at Soul Script, you know, first off, this is founded on the aha moment that I fucking had with reflecting within my own cipher and, reflecting within my own cipher and seeing, like, oh my God, oh my fucking God, this shit is all of us, it's all of us. The stories that we share is all of us. So let me break down what Soul Script actually means. So you got the soul. Everything I do has to have some... It has to have soul in it. Like, it has to come from the heart in some form or fashion. If it doesn't, then you can guarantee it won't hold me. It won't keep me. It won't move me. And if it don't move me, ooh, baby. So, we have that aspect, the thing that, that mechanism, like, our very essence of self here embodied in this flesh suit, that thing that navigates us through our emotions, our experiences, our thoughts, and all that comes with the journey, okay? The script is the journey. The script is what you signed up for. The purpose that you bring ultimately into your life and into the, you know, world you relate to around you. The ciphers of others. So yeah, that Soul Script. And the embodiment of that here is going to be, you know, of course, I'm going to have guests and shit up here. We're going to talk about some stuff, and it's going to get real deep, and it's going to be just all things necessary just for this, this era that everybody is entering into that is just so needed. So needed. In about fucking time. God damn. Am I the only one who's been feeling like, you know, maybe just a little bit Sorry, I had to add a little something in the background for myself. Welcome, welcome. You are now tuned in to Stella's Late Night Groove. It's actually not even late night. I'm fucking around. No, we gotta have fun though. In the process of this outpouring, and just connecting to one another. So, within that, at the School of Soul Script, on Soul Script Podcast, as we kiss, we dance around these pillars that seem to be the most consistent, at least topics, that we give our energy to or need to a little bit more. Our conscious awareness has some elevating to do always. So being such divine creations that we are, I invite you on the journey around the pillars as we kiss through, you know, of course there's going to be the forecasts and shit talking and synchronicities and just overall addressing where we at. The word of the week, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be the addressing of that. Right now, there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of buzz. And yo, I'm not mad. And this one very necessary. Again, with the necessary thing. This year, this Roman calendar year of 2019. Let me not get ahead of myself. Okay. So, we're still at the pillars. We're getting acquainted with them. So, from the wow factors, the words of the week, the forecasts and shit talks, we're gonna address, you know, community things, tribe things, the things that unify us all, so that we can be more unified. 'Cause my nigga, ain't nothing fucking to it but to do it. So let's go. Next up, we have the actual kiss. The actual kiss. 'Cause see, once you formally come together, you know, when you first meet somebody, like, in many different cultures and shit, maybe not particularly more common over in the Western culture, but we do it, you know, but it's just common custom in other places of this good green earth that you kiss, you know what I'm saying, in some form or fashion. So, hey, give me a kiss. Oh, no. No. But there's definitely going to be an addressing of specific stories. Very specific stories. Even tease. My personal stories. The stories of the guests that are going to be on. That's going to be the kissing. Like, the connection. Okay? Moving along, we work up an appetite. So I'm going to do my best on this part to have the relevant recipes. And by relevant, I mean, like, sometimes depending on demand and everything and how frequent I can get them, in collaboration with some very special cooks. There will be sharing of recipes, easy ones that everybody can do at least once a week for themselves to, you know, keep with what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck. I hate when this happens. Don't mind me. But just to keep up with the green within ourselves, really, truly preserving our energy from the things we consume. Ooh, God, that is such a major key. A major key, bro. So, there will be that. And then there's the intimacy, the intimacy I see topic where all the gems will be poured out and the freak shit probably will come out too. Because we need to fix our sex lives. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Fuck that. Fuck that. Okay? We're gonna get tantric up in this bitch. Alright? We got the practical spirituality. We have the community. We got the shit talking miscellaneous things. The cultural things. The tribe things. The spiritual things. Again, like, what more can I say? In each episode, there's going to be a focus on that. So this episode, or I'm sorry, not on that, but on each one, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, on the need to know basis for all of us, because I'm tired of being and witnessing us being so highly misinformed to A, discouragement, B, laziness, C, even more ignorance. Yes, it's, yes, I've seen it. Like, all that. I'm an information person. So allow me to be that plug real quick. I was just telling somebody, I was just telling some homegirls or whatever, like, I'm like the extension cord. I'm the extension cord, like, I'm the one that I know people that know all the other shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's not just, it's multiple sources of segues, you know what I'm saying? Multiple plugs that go into other plugs and outlets with their inputs and shit, with their goddamn inputs, so we are going to continue playing some jazz for one, because it's a vibe right now with my homie Miles. That actually wasn't Miles just playing, by the way, if anybody was wondering. That was, and if you heard it in the background, that was Coltrane, John Coltrane. So we in a vibe, I cannot lie. A little bit about me, in case you don't know. Yes, this episode is going to be more fluid and flowing than the rest that I have planned. No, seriously, in case you didn't know me already, like I said, the name is Star, aka Stella, whatever's clever, keep that tag. I got stories for days, for one, and like I said before, that is what triggered the realization that this needs to be done already. Like, I should have been did this shit, honestly. But see, let me tell you, Soul Scripts originally came to me as a concept, honestly. The breakdown that I gave earlier in the episode, yeah, it was that, and it was a business idea. Still is, obviously. So I was diving deep in on, you know, my curating process and getting all that grounded from, you know, my mental realms and just really feeling the place that and the purpose of it. And then from there, you know, making the moves So the one of the first moves were ideas of how I was going to take it and make it into a tangible thing was a book. And yes, I speak in terms of alchemy and poetry a lot because that's just who I am at heart. And that's what we bow here. Be who you are. Follow that heart. Stay in tune with that shit. You know, keep it all aligned. Anyway, I know I just said a lot of things. It's like, what? How do you even? Okay. Just a bunch of hoopla, right? We hear it all the time these days. It is just like, okay, phrases, right? Affirmations, right? Word. So where's the real shit at? Where's the real work at? Okay, let me tell you. So I thought it was going to be a book, right? The concept that I was originally giving birth to. I thought it was going to be a book. Still, you know, in the makings of that, I'm still going to have books. So don't hold me or hold that shit against me. If you, been and sign up to be a fan of me, or not even a fan. Oh God, did I really just say that? I honestly have reservations about that term, but we all have our supporters. Social media calls them followers. Know your role. Anyway, I digressed hella. Oh yes, so my laptop miraculously fell from my bed one evening. I was just getting in to my creative fucking vortex. Oh my gosh. You have no yo, I cried. My screen, it was completely unusable. I don't even know if that's a word, but it's just, I couldn't do shit with it. Still can't. But more so at this point, as a reminder, you know, I'm going to just upgrade all my shit, but I can still use it, just not manually. So, like, fuck. I didn't realize even that until like 3 months after being heartbroken about this shit and just not even wanting to look at it, touch it, acknowledge this shit or anything. Like, I'm an emotional person on the inside, alright? Like, breaking fucking news. Oh my God. It reminds me of this meme. It's like this meme of Wendy Williams and it's like the little news flash, like the shit that you see when you're watching a news channel and, you know, it's like breaking news shit on the bottom, and it's just like breaking news. I'm actually soft. I have feelings. Yeah. I don't know. I always tell people, like, you know, sometimes you gotta tell me how I am from the outside, and for real. Like, I'm one of the people, like, I'm just so. It took me a while to start to accept myself enough to just be myself at all times, to the point where, like, I have to, like, I pride myself on staying conscious of the depths and what that means for me. So if that means being told some shit about me, oh, please, go ahead. PSA to anybody that knows me. I can take it because I know that my mouth can dish some shit. I can dish some shit. I'm an opinionated Libra. Yeah, with the astral talk. Astral for life. Oh, you just don't know. I've been about this shit since I was give me a second. Because this is live in action right now. I'm trying to keep my playlist together. Okay, boom, with the flamenco sketches. Let's go. So, let me just recap because I just said a lot. I know we were rounding over. Getting around to the different pillars, dancing around the different pillars, getting to know, you know, what they are, their names and kissing each one. So now is the real, real dance. Because once I even realized that I could still use my laptop in some way, it's like there was a shift when that happened, like for me, because I always have, like, yo, me and technology, bruh. Like, I had a complete technology computer nerd phase when I was younger, like, for real, like, just, like, computer/internet geek, whatever. Games in the works. Like, I'm talking role play games, like, all that. Yes, that was me. That one me. I was into all that shit. So, on the low ski. But, like, nowadays it's just, but my, I guess it's just the level of detachment that I've gone through with certain things and just things in general. I try my best to take as much maintenance as I can with the things that I possess, but I'm also not that attached to them for me to get complete. So, like, me crying over my laptop and everything was really just a hit to my ego and just my process and just my esteem of me finally, you know, I'm making moves on some shit that was feeling real good, you know, and real, like, destined. So I didn't have the same amount of passion nor attention, you know, with day-to-day shit that I did before. But the story continues, motherfucker. That's the thing. Oh my gosh, that's the thing. That's the thing, that's the thing. Like, the emotional states will have you thinking or tempted to really swim and soak in that shit that just happened. But you must understand, in order to even have an epic story, you gotta create it and fulfill the role within the soul script. Alright? Like, so, I'm sorry, this jazz is really serenading me. I might have to change the tempo. Brighten it just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's Masego tied out in the background. For anybody who might wonder, I might probably will be starting to do public playlists, you know, like a head ass. So, just because I get asked a lot. Not even for just because I want to, I actually get asked a lot about my music composition, playlist composition, whatever. I know it doesn't sound hella eloquent right now, but whatever. You get me? So, I want to bring a certain focus to my sweet old sisters. My sisters, my sisters. Fellas, if you're listening, you can listen for note taking or you can tune out. It truly is irrelevant. But I personally always prefer when you guys are tuned in. Okay, remember that. So, a lot has been fucking going on. In general, when it comes to what we identify as women, what we identify with through the experience that entails. And we notice, okay, I'm not gonna go into a whole spiel about being a fucking feminist or anything like that, because honestly, truly, I'm not. I'm not. Let me get that straight. For anybody who may be confused on my stances and anything pertaining to, I am not. What I am is a fucking female who is not afraid to accept that and address and fulfill what that fucking means to me and in this fucking world, this society, in my community, in my family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The different archetypes that we have as such women. Definitely. Is its own soul script. So. Where do I even fucking start as of late? Where do we start as of late with that? Let's start with tuning that down a little. First of all, sisterhood. There's this meme. Let me see. There was not even a meme. I believe it was just somebody saying something. Yeah. I want to first address, and this is just me opening the board, you know, for the discussion of we can continue these topics or not. Inshallah, we shall see. So, I had seen a tweet, and it was basically saying, I hope more women come to grips with reality that they are not healers. And broken men that they attract are just taking advantage of the fact that they have, basically saying that most women just have an extreme, like, boundless template, seemingly boundless template of being a pleaser in relationships and doing everything based off that. And I want to talk about that. Because I completely get the gist of what is being said here. I truly do. For one, let's take apart the reality that they are not healers. Okay, for one. For one. When you are born female, we all should understand this about our anatomy and everything. It shouldn't be that fucking hard to grip that we are naturally and anatomically, biologically built for regeneration, resilience, all of that. Now, the ways in which that is expressed when it comes down to the mentality of a woman, the personality of a woman, the spirituality of a woman is a whole other ballpark, right? I would think that's what he was getting at there. That whole other ballpark. So, and especially, you know, with the last half of it, you know, the pleaser personality aspect of it, what was being said. Yeah, most definitely. I think what I'm trying to say is this person, this tweeter was in, I actually don't know I wish I did have the at name, because I do plan on name dropping. I don't know why I'm stumbling over my words. Anyway, I do plan on name dropping, but what they were trying to get at was just saying, like, you know, there's been this wave of women tapping into, you know, the mysticism of life, and, you know, whether that's on a surface level of just what that looks like to them or what they assume that looks like, or actually diving into those parts, those subconscious parts that we all have, you know, unlock doors to no more locked doors. Gracias. Okay. And me saying that, I'm saying no, really, no more locked doors. Like, that's not necessarily that wave of a paradigm shift is not necessarily. I don't feel like there's a need to go off in the deep end in attaching negative connotations to it, but I do understand that, you know, walk your path, basically. If it is your path, that is your path, being the more shamanistic version of yourself, the more artesian version of yourself, or the more scholarly version of yourself. Like, this is what I interpreted, like, with that tweet, like, the different parts of our psyches that we have just as women. And people, honestly, because men have a whole female aspect too, a feminine aspect too. You know, it's just the fact that you're a man. So clearly that's what you are. That's what you signed up to be. That's your soul script. That's part of your soul script. That's your narrative. Or at least part of what would be, you know, seen on the outside. So let me not go down into these other rabbit holes with that. Sticking to the reality that they are not healers and broken men, they attract are just looking to take advantage and reap the benefits of pleasing personalities. So that goes into our mothers. That comes from our mothers and their fucking mothers. And their moms and so on and so forth, and their sisters and our sisters and our best friends, our homegirls, what we, even the general narratives as Black women that's around that. Yes, if you listen to this, you Black. Okay, all those different narratives that's around what we even are supposed to be, quote unquote. There's been a lot of suppression of who we truly are as a result of that. And who you truly are is who you was born to be, baby girl. The type of woman that you make your mark in this world by being. That's just you. Your unique blueprint. Your thumbprint. Your, you know. You ever notice how when you look at your fingerprints, you know how it's like all loopy and shit like that? Like, if you just can think on a micro scale and compare your life path and the path you came and signed up for, the soul script, the journey, you know what I'm saying, as being writing and discovering the pathways in those loops, that is your DNA, like, you know, you unlocking the shit. And there's a lot of shit that a lot of women have been unlocking. And so I'm not exactly sure if saying that we are not healers is the proper wording for what was being, I guess, said here. But I do understand that going into the cliche of it, yeah, there is a lot of confusion. More or less. And we need to fucking stop playing ourselves. Ladies, we need to stop playing ourselves. Yo, everybody, stop playing yourself. Know your fucking role. If you came and signed up to be the goddamn party person or whatever, yo, find a way to benefit completely and holistically off of that. If you came and signed up to be the ultimate nurturer, goddess, mommy type thing, role, I mean, like, find a way to fucking holistically benefit off that. If you are more privy to the more business side of things, if you are more privy to analyzing and all of that, if you are just an observer, like, know your fucking role, man. And this especially comes into play when it comes to us relating on that intimate level. There we go with the intimacy. The intimacy I see. In order to have that intimacy with somebody else, you have to see exactly and relate and mingle. Get touchy-feely, you know what I'm saying, with those parts of you that make you whole. That make up the whole. Or else, yes, you will keep fucking meeting these loser-ass niggas that don't deserve an ounce of your time. But, oh, plot twist, joke's on you. They do deserve it because you didn't know what you deserved anyway. Trust me, I know. Trust me, I fucking know. Don't sign up for no shit that you know demeans what you truly are. As hard as that can be sometimes, because it's so easy when your, like, default script, your subconscious, like, program that's running over and over and over again on loop in different filtered out patterns, I mean, like, says that I have to do this in order to appease. I have to do this in order to satisfy. I have to do this in order to be an aesthetic. I have to do this. I'm not saying not emasculate. I'm not saying, what would be the female version of that? Where is the thesaurus when you fucking need it? But you know, like, I'm not saying just completely hysterectomize your femininity. Wait, ladies, don't do that. Please don't fucking do that. Actually, stop doing that. Overemphasizing the fact that you are that. Boo. Boo. Just stand up in it. Just stand up in it. Anybody who knows what they want and, you know, acknowledges what that even looks like true in the flesh is going to see you coming in your truth from a mile away, and it's up to them whether they're going to fuck with that or not, especially when it comes to these niggas or bitches, if that's what you're into, or both if that's what you're into. Hey, ain't no shame around here. Ain't no shame around here. We progressive. We hella progressive. So don't come around expecting to hear any of that foo-foo shit. I'm not going to sit here and enable nor encourage stereotypes or narratives and dialogues that have anything to do with the defunctionality of our whole as people, as a family, as God beings, God creations. You understand? So, with that being said, if you need a sacred space to come out about some shit, yo, hit me up. Hit me up, okay? Whether that is you coming up on here or us having that one-on-one. Just share. Open up. Open the fuck up. Yo, word to pretty. Y'all know that video that I'm talking about. Y'all know that video I'm talking about when she got the fucking robe on. It's I Am Pretty P. Light skinned, loud ass girl. That be, oh my gosh, she's funny as a bitch. In this video, she got on the pink girl. She just walks up to the truck and just knocks on the window all loud as fuck. It's just like, open the fuck up. Like, oh my gosh. No, dead ass. Like, keep that same energy when you think of what we got going on over here. Soul Script. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit in mind. Keep it when you come. Keep it when you go. This is a process. How we get to those sweet spots. How we get to those sweet spots to where the intimacy is established. That intermingling, the truth, is sought and grasped and accepted with one another. Because we gotta work on that, y'all. I'm fucking, listen. Niggas been sick. Been sick. I guess not sick enough. But there's no better time than now. The time is always now. The time is always now to get that shit back proper. So ladies, please address yourself the way that you know you would rather what? Sorry, I just got thrown off. Something popped up on my phone. Stand up. Stand up in who the fuck you are and the fact that you are that powerful. Yes, you fucking are. Alright? Because the stories that we have been taught of how to even be a woman. Oh. Major editing needed, let me tell you. Those scripts, they ain't been proofed enough. Or maybe they've been on play so long, like it's like a broken ass record for so many of us. And I'm tired of being in interactions where that shit is so palpable, at least for me. It's so palpable. And it take for me, like, I get taken aback by it because it's just, like, the depth. The best thing to do is show up for it, is what I tell myself. And that's what I encourage. Show up for it. Show up for each other. Show up for the ways in which we might not be as conscious of as to what it means for this image or this person to be a woman, what that means for her. What does that mean for her? What does that mean to me? Whether that's your fucking mom, whether that's your sister, whether that's the lady handing you your coffee, whether that is a lady standing at the bus stop that you rode by, whether that is the teacher that you had that one time that you did not get along with, whether it was that old lady at church who always gave you peppermints, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was that little girl that was in your neighborhood that you always wished was your friend. Yo, keep that shit at heart. Remember, what does her story actually mean? When you look in the motherfucking mirror. Like, them stories, oh my gosh. I'm gonna do a whole segment on that shit, so... Ladies, holla at me for the Sisterhood of the Traveling Souls segment. I mean, episodes. That's going to be a triple in itself, okay? Because it's going to be a series. So, I can't wait for that. I'm be bringing on some real special ones. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on some empowerment real quick for us, because it's been rough, and I feel like the light lessening and lightening of the load is now here. It's fucking here, my niggas, my men. Oh my gods, if you listening, if you understand, well, first understand and accept your role as being the protective one on the physical aspect, the provisional one, firsthand. Secondly, also bear in mind as often as you can all of what I just said when it comes to the ladies you know, the queens that you have in your life, that you pass by on a day-to-day and interact with without really even realizing it, you know. Keep open to those stories, because there's a lot that goes on beneath the surface with all of us that we don't fucking share. We don't share. We don't share. And I want to get to that. I want to get to the bottom of it. We don't share with each other. You know what I'm saying? We act funny with each other because we don't know how to properly share. We spoil the bridges. Well, not the bridges, but the bunches of sweetness, and burn the bridges that were supposed to be impenetrable. We fucking ultimately lead ourselves into our own misguidance and miseducation by behaving as if we need to be closed off at all times. Ain't that tiring? You know? And it's not that, I'm not saying everybody, every woman is like that, or every man that encounters us treats us as, you know, so coldly, but I am saying that there is major improvements to make in the field of compassion with black men and women to each other. So much. It's so much needed. So much more needed. Like, it hurts me a lot sometimes, but I'm very fucking grateful. That's what makes me so grateful, that these stories and everything come out. Like, yo, I don't care if you think certain shit is a distraction or not, yo, you, as long as you paying attention at all times to what the fuck is necessary and relevant, then it doesn't even matter where the distraction comes in. You get it? Because you're present with it. You're present within that compassion, that flow of understanding that we are in this shit together. That we got so many spells to break on our sexuality, on our individuality, on our fucking unity. And I hope we can ride this shit out together as much as possible. Ladies and gents, at this point, yo, be there. Just be here, you know? I don't know what more I can say without getting too much more emotional. And speaking of emotions, I'm gonna go into this last segment about the, well, I guess just basically the forecast for this year. And then I'm gonna close out this first episode. Year. So, Okay, so sorry I had to add that in there because I fucking love the Magic School Bus. That was my costume last year for Halloween, you know what I'm saying? I was Miss Frizzle and that shit was lit. Of course, you know, the new generation of kids didn't quite get it, but quite a few people did. Quite a few people did. It was a hit with, you know, the ones that know, you know, if you know, you know. Anyway, so seatbelts, everyone. Indeed, we are in for some rise. These waves that are coming in for the Roman calendar year of 2019. There's a reason why I say Roman calendar, but we'll get into that into another episode. Yeah, we all know there's different calendars. This is the one that everybody clearly abides by most commonly. 2019 breaks down to the numerical vibration of tree. The number three, the Trinity, the number of, it's an emotive number. It is a number of creation, like the manifestation of creation. That is the physical. I mean, we are here in 3D, you see what I'm saying? Which you can see, hear, touch, taste, sense, you know what I'm saying? What is tangible? What is new? Three is about innovation. Three is about forwardness. Three is about incorporating and integrating the light in the dark and making something out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the one and the two and then the three. You got the duality from the singularity. Thus, the manifestation. That's the math, okay? So if you don't know what any of that means, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to do your own research on numerology and everything like that. There's also what other allegory, how else can I relate this? The three, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. We got the mother, father, child, sun, moon, star, sun, moon, earth. Excuse me. So, three being a highly creative number, the creative number, and also your girl's life path. Yes, so I know the shit that I'm talking. This year is going to show us a lot of our sensitivities on and how they how we relate on the next level. Okay. What does that fucking mean, star? What does that mean? Okay, so right about now, at this very moment, we are in the midst of the astrological transits of the new moon in Capricorn. We are in Capricorn season, so it's hella fertile mud shit going on. Because we also have Cancer aspects going on too. The North Node shifting into Cancer. A lot of planets are going direct. We know 2018 was like the year of the retrograde, meaning like everybody was going through a retrograde. Nigga, everybody. Okay? Everybody. Everywhere. There was retrograde. Non-stop last year. Well, guess what? The reason why we're in such potent times at this very moment now, especially with this new year energy, just new. Seeds. Plant. You see how I'm talking in threes? It's that fertile. And I speak it over everybody, the abundance that is of access for the very serious times that we, are entering into, in the level of, I was talking about this with Mahushi, the level of acceptance that we're going to have to be facing with all the sensitivities that's been exposed and all the retrograde lessons that have been learned, all the structures that have been tarnished and rebuilt, broken down, and time to be fixed up again. Isn't that fun? It's a lot of work, right? I know. There's a certain level of accountability that is felt going into this year, I feel like, on a grand level. because it's a hunkering down on what is only of purpose from now on, period. What is of purpose to your purpose? What is of purpose to the grand, not the grand, but just, yes, the grand scheme of everything. You know how you relate to that? What is destined to be? It's time to really start living that shit out on a real guttural, heartfelt level. Shit will be raw as hell. And it's gonna feel good though. It's gonna be a purge. You know what I'm saying? Because with the purge, there's going to be, I feel like everybody has now gone through enough to understand why and how things happen when they seem to sink. When we seem to sink and stray and fall and attach to the wrong things or stay too long. You know what I'm saying? Do you get me? Am I making sense? Everything is just all of what I'm explaining is just the roundabout description of what we are entering into. It's a new era. And I'm not trying to be over dramatic, for real. I'm really not. There's no other. I don't feel like shit will speak for itself. I'm gonna just say that. Shit will speak for itself. Any questions, comments, or concerns, holla at your gal. But we're really going to be experiencing, like, there's no deadline on the soul. There's no deadline for none of this stuff that's supposed to happen to you or that you're supposed to make happen to you. There's no deadline on the fact that, you know, the things that have to come to light and come to pass will inevitably do so. Just like us being shown in what's the word, just opened up to, more to the talks of what our sexuality is. We're at the root of things. The Kali Yuga, look that shit up. It'll make a lot of sense. That's a whole other calendar. Look up the Kali Yuga cycle in time and just take it all in. That's KALIYUGA. We're at the root. So everything must be addressed. Everything in the most thorough ways, the most raw ways. So that means the raw things, the things that make us raw and sensitive to each other. This year, it's not playing no games when it comes to that. This year is the set, this year is like the exposition, you know what I'm saying, the jump off to a whole new cycle that is going to be have a very strong and long-lasting reverb for our lives, our kids' lives, and our grandchildren's lives most effectively, or I guess heavily rather, most potently. So understand that when you make the moves that you intend to make this year and set the intentions that you do, when you have the realizations and the turnarounds that you do, yo, remember this is for a bigger fucking, a bigger picture than your little iPhone can capture. Okay? That is what I want to leave, the note I want to leave off on. Thank you for rocking with me this long. If you've been staying around, yo, I cannot wait to have some of y'all up here. Yo, I know I talk a lot, but hey, we had to get this done, okay? We had to get this done. So, I just want to say shout out to everybody that is here present with me right now. Shout out to everybody that once was. I want to have a moment of silence, being that I'm not doing a recap. I actually was going to do a little teaser episode or whatever before 2018 ended, but I wasn't feeling it after I recorded. And I think it's just, that was just an overall statement of the experience that was 2018. Even, man, there's no need to even recap. I'm sorry. The recap is unnecessary. So, a moment of silence really quick for all the trauma, all the coming out, all the review and resisting and releasing that we've been going through, and just the rebirth from the deaths that we have suffered and lived ourselves. I'll see you next time, where we will be even more lit, okay? Keep the vibe going.